treat people like the weather if you want to live well. Hi there, it's Memory from Friends Abroad School. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, once said, we need to constantly assess in each situation whether something is within or outside our control. And if we want to live well, that is exactly what we are supposed to do, to avoid pushing against things or people. And we don't push against the weather because we can't change it. We can complain, we can talk about it, we can wish, but consequently we succumb to the way it is and choose what to wear, where to be, what to do, and adjust our mindsets. And if we struggle with the weather, we are going to struggle within. That means if you are not happy about the state of the weather, you are not going to be happy in yourself on that single day or in that season. If you do not like the cold weather, you are going to be miserable all winter. And what does that translate into? It translates into a miserable life, because you live your life through that winter. So that's the same thing we need to do with people. What do we do when it's raining? You wear a raincoat. If you are caught outside and you didn't know it was going to rain, or you knew but you didn't prepare, you dash into shelter. You buy an umbrella, a raincoat. If you wanted to go somewhere, you go back home and stay indoors. Or you can enjoy the rain on your, you know, the water on your skin, getting wet, feeling like a child. You can play in the puddles or something like that. It's up to you. It's all mindset, and it all depends on the situation and what you want to do. You have to save your papers that you are carrying so they don't get wet. People are the same. People are, they create conditions or situations. And where we are triggered by what they do, or we don't feel happy about what they are doing, we can't change them. If they do change or feel inspired, the word is they feel inspired to change, it's up to them. It's a choice that they make, not something that we make them do. We can influence, we can inspire, and that is all. But we shouldn't be trying too hard to influence or inspire either. We can do our bit, do our best, and then leave it up to them. And if they act in some way, like what the rain would do when the rain comes, or it's sunny, or it's cold, if they bring a condition or act in some way, what we need to do, instead of trying to change them, we need to think, yeah, here comes the weather. What do I do? I need to assess how I'm feeling about this. What can I do in this moment from what this person is doing? Am I at work? Do I need to say something about it? Do I need to detach? Do I need to talk to someone else who might influence the situation better than me? We need to choose our battles. We need to protect ourselves in those moments, just like we shelter ourselves in the rain. Do I need to see it as funny and maybe have a laugh about it? Do I need to apply humor in this situation? Do I need to run away? I mean, am I in danger? Do I need to create a boundary and minimize contact with this person? Do I need to not see this person again, unless it's by accident? Or I can't help meeting them in public, but maybe cut down ties to stop a relationship with them. Those are some of the things we can do in the rain. Wear a raincoat, wear warm clothes, wear less because it's sunny, use an umbrella, wear a hat. So we are going to need to do all those things with all these people so that we can be safe. We are going to need to do all these things with all these kinds of weather so that we do not succumb to the influence of the weather or of the elements. We need to be wise and realize that the only things or the only thing within our control is what we do for ourselves. And when we are struggling with other people's behaviors to the point of getting anxious, distressed, and maybe struggling mentally or psychologically, it means that we are struggling with maintaining the weather within ourselves, or we are struggling to manage ourselves. Because when you have self-leadership and you can manage yourself and you act in your best interest, you are not going to struggle because someone is doing something. You are not going to struggle because someone rejected you. You are not going to struggle because you are not in a certain place or a situation. You are going to adjust your mindset where you are, practice acceptance, and do different things to get to where you want to get to without attaching to an outcome. You're going to seek all the necessary support and help to do what you can for your own life rather than focus on what someone else is doing or act according to the conditions of what someone is doing or try to bring them closer to you or to try to change them. Yes, you can act according to the conditions by doing what you can for you, but not for them. Not to try and change them. This is the point that I'm trying to make. So, reflect on how you've been showing up and practice the dichotomy of control. Focus on that which you can do and influence and inspire, and leave the rest to other people, to other things, to other situations, to the universe, because there is only so much that you can control. And when you try too hard to control what's outside your control, you suffer. I am hoping that is helpful, and I hope you continue to work on the quality of your life before relationships. And know this, the only way we can live well is by being empowered enough to manage ourselves, our own emotions, manage our thoughts, manage our choices, choose better, and manage our decisions. That is, and our behavior and actions, that is all that is in our control. And when we do that, we don't really need to push against anyone or anything. I'm hoping that's helpful, and I'll see you soon. Quality life before relationships.